Chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. There's a phrase in this passage that I want to really look at. It's one of four other, or one of four total passages, or one of four total phrases throughout Scripture that I believe that we can use to help us find the passion that we need to have in regard to following the Lord. Okay? So we're not going to take a lot of time, but here it is. 1 Samuel 17, verse 28 and 29. Says, and Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down for that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? We've all probably at some point in time heard this passage before, heard a message on this passage. So I don't presume to try to give you anything new, just maybe a different way of thinking about it, okay? What we do find here is the story of David being told to take some cheese and some bread to the war, to the army, to his brothers, to the captain of his brother's platoon, those different kinds of things. And here comes David, and here comes Goliath. Goliath comes out. He does his boastful thing that he's been doing for 40 days and 40 nights. He's been doing this for so long, the men now cower in fear because of his large size and stature, because of his booming voice. Whatever the cause is, all of the children of Israel are hiding behind the rocks. Now, David tries to find out all the information. He gets all the information from those who are around him, as you would do. And here comes David. He goes, well, I'll do it. Now, all of these mighty men of valor, now all of these mighty men in the military, they're standing there. They're ready to go into the fight, but they aren't going into the fight. And so David's going, oh, what's it going to hurt? And something needs to be done, right? And so, who comes to it? Okay, I don't know about you. I have an older brother. I understand Eliab. Okay, I also very much understand David. The older brother wants to watch out for the little brother. You know, little brother, you're doing something foolish here. You shouldn't be doing this. Why? You came down just to see the war. And David goes, what have I done? Is there not a cause? Maybe pointing over to Goliath, is there not a cause? So there's four things that I want to point out throughout Scripture. We're going to go to a few different places here. To have a passion within my soul. A passion within my soul towards living decidedly. Turn over to 1 Kings chapter 18. We will not take long. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 21. Here we have the story of Elijah coming down off of Mount Carmel. He's talked with God. He has the tablets of stone that have the commandments on it. He comes down. He throws the tablets because he sees the children of Israel dancing and all of these things. And he grinds down the golden calf and puts it in the water and makes him drink. Now we come to this point, verse 21. It says, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Folks, we're in a world situation today where this is indeed what's happening in our churches. Who's going to follow God? If God is God, follow him. If he's not, then follow the other guy. Okay, but here he asked the very, very simple and very pointed question, how long halt ye between two opinions? How long are you going to have 2 feet separate? How long are you going to be divided? How long are you going to have 1 foot in the world and 1 foot toward God? How long? Okay, so this is living decidedly, having that passion within my soul to live decidedly. I need to pick a side. The Lord himself even said that we should not be lukewarm, correct? He'd rather us be cold or hot. He doesn't want us cold. Okay? He certainly doesn't want us lukewarm, but he doesn't want us cold. So what is the obvious reaction we should have? We should be hot. We need to live decidedly to go toward God. Let's turn over to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. I gave you the wrong story in 1 Kings, didn't I? 1 Kings is actually Elijah. I apologize for that, because I'm thinking about this one. Exodus 32. Here's where the children of Israel are, dancing and doing their thing. Okay? Moses comes down off the mountain. He throws the tablets. He does all the grinding and all that kind of stuff. Exodus 32, verse 26. It says, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Who is on the Lord's side? We need to live decidedly, like the children of Israel over in the book of 1 Kings, as they decide to live for God instead of live for Baal. We also need to live godly. We need to have this passion within our soul to live godly. Folks, we live in a world today that needs to see godly Christians. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. Now, I heard men of God when I was a very small child preach, "Oh, God's going to return in my lifetime. I just know it." They're dead and gone. But I believe that there have been men and women throughout the ages who believed in their lifetime, Jesus was going to return. But folks, if we look at the signs of the times, we're at a point where he's knocking on the door if he's not getting close. He's coming soon. We don't have a lot of time. We need to stop living for ourselves and start living godly, having that passion within our soul to do so. So we need to have this passion within our soul to live decidedly, stop choosing between two, finally pick one, and then live godly. The next passage, Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. Most of you know where I'm going to go with this one. Joshua chapter 24. We have Joshua at the end of his life. He's gathered the children of Israel together. He's taken them into the promised land. He's helped them secure their land, most of it anyway. And now he's gathered them together, basically saying, "Listen, I'm dying. And I know what happens when the leader dies. You all start to do your own thing, and that's the wrong thing." So he's saying here that he wants everybody to have that passion within their soul to live holy. 24:15 says, "If it seem evil to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We need to have a passion to live decidedly. We need to have a passion within our soul towards living godly. We need to have a passion within our soul towards living holy. And then back in 1 Samuel 17, verse 29, where David says, "Is there not a cause?" We also need to have a passion within our soul towards living boldly. We do not have a lot of bold Christians in our world today. Oh, we have some who will talk the talk. We have some who walk the walk, but we have a lot who just are commonplace. "I go to church, is that not enough?" Folks, we lose the passion that we once had for the Lord when we accepted him as our personal Savior. A lot of times we accept Christ and then within a couple weeks, just like making a decision at camp, we lose the joy and the excitement of it. Sometimes because we have others who are going, settle down, it's okay. You've got plenty of time to do that thing. Folks, we don't have plenty of time. It's our responsibility, is it not? God gave it to us. If he didn't want us to be the Christians living in this world, once we accepted Christ as our Savior, we would have vanished. But we're here. Why? Because he wants us to tell others. He wants us to share the truth of the gospel with those who are around us because he wants to see all men saved. Even those over in England and Scotland. Especially those here in Hampton. It's our responsibility. Let's live decidedly. Let's live godly. Let's live holy. Let's live boldly for the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the time.